2013. This is Spingola Speaks, and this is Deanna Spingola. I'm coming to you from the rainy, stormy suburbs of Chicago. I really appreciate you joining me today for on RBN, for people who can handle the truth. RBN's website is republicbroadcasting.org. To see the guest lineup and relevant links for this program, please visit spingola.com. I see myself in this position as the willing hostess of a radio program as a mere facilitator. No one person has a monopoly on truth. I have a variety of guests on the program who have a relatively brief time to merely introduce their views, their experiences, and to quickly present the results of their research. If you wish to further examine and evaluate an individual's ideas, then you may visit his or her website or read their book or books. My guests certainly and thankfully do not all agree with each other. After all, this is alternative radio, not the government-controlled mainstream media where talking heads deliver the official version of history and contemporary events. If you want someone to tell you what to think, then get your perceptions there. If you want to listen to alternative perspectives from a variety of very interesting people and then make up your own mind, you are in the right place. You may disagree with a guest, and that is certainly your option. Gosh, I do not always agree with my guests. That would make for a pretty uninteresting program. That does not mean that there are no disinfo or misinformation agents in the alternative media. Surely must have it, share with those people. So, sit back. Put your feet up or whatever you do while you listen to RBN and hopefully acquire some ideas that you had not thought of before. During the program, email your questions or comments to comment@spingola.com. Join others in the chat room by clicking on the chat room button on my website, spingola.com, or by going to spingola.chatango.com. My guest today is Dr. Judy Wood. That's W-O-O-D. There is no S. Her websites are drjudywood.com and wheredidthetowersgo.com. Her book is Where Did the Towers Go? The Evidence of Directed Free Energy Technology on 9/11. Dr. Wood has a B.S. in Civil Engineering, an M.S. in Engineering Mechanics, which is Applied Physics, and a Ph.D. in Materials Engineering Science. Welcome to the program, Dr. Wood.
Hello, thank you very much for having me.
Well, it has been quite some time since we visited officially online or on a program. So thank you for being my guest today. I'm going to ask you a bunch of questions that might seem a little bit silly, but I'm known to ask silly questions from time to time.
I know the answer. The answer is 27.
What is it?
27.
Yes.
Yeah, oh. 27. I know it's 27. Am I right or wrong?
I'm going to ask you several questions, and I don't think any of them have that answer. The first question, which I assume that you will answer very quickly, have you ever used in your entire life the term space beam or space beams?
Nope.
Okay, we got that out of the way. Have you ever considered yourself part of the 9/11 truth movement?
Nope.
Okay. Let's see. We'll go to a break, and then we'll get back to the other questions. We'll be right back in 3 minutes.
There are many water filters to choose from, but there is only one system that is consistently customer rated 5 stars as the number one system for effective filtration of fluoride, radiation, drug residues, heavy metals, a wide range of radioisotopes, and more. Introducing the PureFect Ultra, the next generation water filter that also raises alkaline pH, improves antioxidant potential, and has advanced anti-radiation technology, all while using no electricity. Sold worldwide, it provides virtually instant clean water on demand. It is not made in China, and the shipping is free to all 50 states. Buy your PureFect Ultra today by visiting PureFectFilters.com or call 888-891-4821. Again, that's 888-891-4821 or visit PureFectFilters.com.
Do you flinch when a police car appears in your rearview mirror or you get pulled over? Are you squeamish when an envelope arrives in the mail with a return address of a court, a government agency like the IRS, or some law firm? Would you like to escape government agency harassment? Then visit escapeharassment.com. George Bush allegedly says, "The government constitution is nothing but a doggone piece of paper." Well, that's a contract. A contract is an offer acceptance of that offer, at which point a contract arises by law and the offeror can no longer withdraw the offer. We teach, do not accept. That way there is no contract or agreement for you to go to their court or private club meeting. To escape government agency harassment like the IRS, visit escapeharassment.com. This is a tried and proven experienced process, not experimental, with a money-back guarantee that it works and success testimonials from previous students. Remember, escapeharassment.com. That's escapeharassment.com.
Nutritious food is real body armor. It builds muscle, burns fat, improves digestion, and feeds the entire body the nutrients it needs. Did you know the U.S. government banned the hemp plant from growing in the United States and classified it as a Schedule I drug to hide it behind the marijuana plant? People have been confused about this plant for over 80 years, and many still don't know what hemp is. So now you know hemp is not marijuana, and marijuana is not hemp. They are different varieties of the same species. HempUSA.org wants the world to know these basic facts and to help people understand that hemp protein powder is the best-kept health secret you need to know about. Remember, hemp protein powder contains 53% protein, is gluten-free, anti-inflammatory, non-GMO, and is loaded with nutrients. Call 888-910-4367, 888-910-4367, and see what our powder, seeds, and oil can do for you. Only at HempUSA.org.
Welcome back. This is Deanna, and our guest today is Dr. Judy Wood. Her websites are drjudywood.com and wheredidthetowersgo.com. She is the author of the textbook. Okay, this is a textbook. Where Did the Towers Go? The Evidence of Directed Free Energy Technology on 9/11. Okay, I asked you before the break if you had ever used the term space beams. Did you want to qualify that?
Yeah, I haven't used it to describe my own work. I've used it to describe the propaganda my detractors use in describing the propaganda they promote about my work.
Okay. More questions. Do you currently work for the government?
Nope.
Have you
got a qualifier on that. See, I'm trying to be precise here. I do pay taxes.
Okay. Have you ever worked for the government in any official capacity, where, like in a laboratory or on some sort of a project?
My master's degree was funded by a government agency.
Okay. Which
grant? NASA, Langley.
Okay. Okay.
I worked on thermal expansion problems from defects in the cargo bay doors of the space shuttle.
Okay. Do you now or have you ever worked for the CIA? I know many academics function as college professors. They write books and lend credibility to the government's version of events. Have you ever worked in any of those capacities for the CIA?
No.
Okay. Was it your intention in writing this book and in putting up your website, was it your intention to destroy or split the so-called 9/11 Truth Movement. Now, I personally believe that the 9/11 Truth Movement was in place before the event actually happened. So was it your intention to destroy or split that movement?
I have nothing to do with the this movement business. So I don't, you know, it's irrelevant. If my intention was to get to the truth of what happened, to conduct a comprehensive forensic investigation about what happened. Now, if that upsets people, so be it. But that was not my objective, to upset people.
Okay. How many times in the last, say, 5 or 6 years have you appeared on any of the Fox News programs? You know, like on Bill O'Reilly, Sean Hannity, some of those programs. How many times have you done that?
That's an easy one. Zero.
Okay. Did you retire from your teaching professorial position at Clemson University?
Well, I'm no longer employed there, and I don't think it's appropriate to get into, you know.
Okay.
Why I don't like to play martyr or anything else.
That's
no
what
longer
I like
work
about
there.
You. That's what I like about you. Have you? And any question that you don't feel free. Feel free to answer, or don't want to answer, then just...
I won't.
You won't. Have you or anyone close to you suffered physically or mentally because of their association or collaboration with you?
Well, you're asking about cause and effect and so forth, but people I know have been killed and other things happened to them.
Right. Okay,
but that again, I don't want that. Has nothing to do with the evidence of what happened on 9/11.
Okay, you are the true scientist who just deals with the science of what happened. Period.
Just the facts, ma'am.
As what was that, Joe Friday?
Yeah,
Detective Joe Friday or something. Okay, so your book, which is a very heavy book. It's hardback. Somebody asked me yesterday if it was available as a PDF file or as a Kindle. I don't know how this could ever be. I mean, it would take a serious effort to make this a PDF file because of the graphs, the charts, and all the pictures, everything in here. It would be, well,
a gigabyte for each chapter.
Yes, it would be immense. And so I think that, and it wouldn't work as a soft cover, because
it's
so
structural,
it's
problems.
Right. It has a lot of bulk to it. Now, most of the people who I have heard criticize you, or criticize your work, or what they call your theories, have never actually held a copy of your book in their hand.
Right. Let me answer the issue about the Kindle and PDF version and
sure.
so forth, and why it is only available in hardback. you have to admit, this book, knowing ahead of time, this book is going to be attacked more than any book that's ever been written in at least the past, few thousand years. So it would seem. This would be... As you can see, how many detractors there are. So, well, first of all, let's set that issue aside. Having a book in your hands, being able to stick one finger in this page, one finger in that page, and flip back and forth, oh, yeah, you know, be able to compare. You can't do that with a Kindle.
Oh, how true.
And you can't, like, flip it open and show somebody and say, look at this. It having it in your hands is, you know, it's very valuable. And being able to, it's all internally consistent and externally consistent, and
right.
can be interrogated very easily in printed form. Now, as for the attacking issue, how many detractors there are and so forth, there'd be no book that would be attacked more than this. That was kind of a given before it came out. And so if it came out in PDF form, or Kindle form. Well, Kindle form is hard to, you know, stick fingers in and so forth, but it would be easier for there to be a bootleg copy, and it would be, you know, mutated.
Oh, sure.
We know already how many people talk about, you know, oh, she her book's about space beams.
Right.
Well, imagine if somebody actually did make a bootleg copy and then put space beams in there. That is how they would destroy the quality of the book.
Okay.
And so, you know, having it in hardbound form, it makes it a lot harder to do a replica of it that's messed up. That would become pretty evident.
Okay. All righty. That makes sense.
It's something that a lot of people don't see. And also, I went to a great deal of trouble to offer it at the cheapest possible rate. It's essentially at cost. If people think that this is a huge amount of money, this is 540 pages between the covers. Go down to your local copy shop and see how much it would cost to print 540 color copies of something.
What kind of challenges did you have in getting this book to press? Did you have a publisher to begin with? And if so, what happened with that publisher?
Well, I contacted somebody who writes books that, you know, kind of on the fringes. So I thought they might know how to help me get it published. They hooked me up with a publisher, and then that publisher had me sign a contract and all, and then refused to publish the book and refused to let me out of the contract. So that held the book up for a couple of years. And then thankfully, he allowed me to finally buy back the contract. He was getting bad-mouthed pretty heavily on Amazon for holding up the book, and he finally let it loose. And I wasn't going to, you know, roll the dice with anybody else, so that's why I published it myself.
Okay. Now, speaking of Amazon, if people go to Amazon and look up your book, they will find 128 customer reviews. Of those 128 customer reviews, 112 are 5-star. That's very, very top. You have 2 that are 4-star, 3 that are 3-star, 1 that is 2-star, and 10 that is 1-star. And I would venture to say that I didn't read those 1-star. I haven't read all of them. I've read a number of them. But certainly I can pretty much guarantee that those people who gave you 1-star are out to probably didn't even read the book.
Right, right. The quote reviews consist of, it's all BS, or her rabies from outer space are totally implausible. The book has nothing to do with rabies from outer space. So okay. It doesn't address what's in the book.
Right.
It's, you know, just somebody on a job assignment, but like maybe they ran out of people to do the posting or gave up.
Right.
But it does say something about those who do make such postings.
It does. It certainly does. People don't realize that when they post something, it's really commentary on their mentality. And it really says more about them than it does about the person that they're critiquing or that they're criticizing or lying
right.
about.
And you have to wonder if it's people who are supposedly prominent in the, quote, truther movement.
Sure.
It really, you know, they call for a new investigation. Well, here it is. It's your lucky day. Here's the new investigation. But
right.
they refuse to read it. You know, something doesn't add up there.
Right.
But they have succeeded. They have succeeded. Because all you need to do is insert doubt. And, you know, everyone refers to it as, you know, theories or ideas or views or hypotheses. And that inserts doubt.
Sure.
If I gave you, you know, 3 choices, this is a multiple choice quiz. I'll wait till after the break.
All righty. We'll be right back after a word from our sponsors.
Ground beef, eggs, butter, cheese, soup, sandwiches, strawberries, ice cream, coffee, and more. What do these foods have in common? They all come in storable, long shelf life food for you to save and use in uncertain times. Rather, if it is a meal or a snack for a family or just yourself, CampingSurvival.com offers a huge variety of storable food for you to be prepared anytime. Go to CampingSurvival.com to order all your food. Eat today, save it for tomorrow, or store it for years to come. CampingSurvival.com sells healthy, nutritious, storable food in number 10 cans and pouches. Order online today at CampingSurvival.com. Use code FREEDOM and receive 5% off. CampingSurvival.com. Remember, save 5% off with code FREEDOM at CampingSurvival.com on all your prepared food needs.
Having problems with your mortgage? Have you heard of all the mortgage fraud? Could you be a victim? WhatLiesInYourDebt.com can help you turn harassing phone calls and letters into cold, hard cash. Discover how people just like you are making thousands of dollars holding debt collectors accountable for their misdeeds. Don't wait. Empower yourself today. Go to WhatLiesInYourDebt.com. We promise it pays to know. That's WhatLiesInYourDebt.com to find your solution. Having problems with your mortgage? Have you heard of all the mortgage fraud? Could you be a victim? WhatLiesInYourDebt.com can help you turn harassing phone calls and letters into cold, hard cash. Discover how people just like you are making thousands of dollars holding debt collectors accountable for their misdeeds. Don't wait. Empower yourself today. Go to WhatLiesInYourDebt.com. We promise it pays to know. That's WhatLiesInYourDebt.com to find your solution.
American gardeners and fellow patriots, make the right choice with your money, time, and your family food supply. Choose 100% pure heirloom seeds in the Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com. Why spend more? The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com is only $37.95 and includes 20 varieties of pure, hardy, easy-to-grow heirloom seeds. Yes, only $37.95. That's 70% less than our competitors. You could buy three Survival Seed Vaults for less than one of theirs. The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com includes detailed planting and seed saving instructions and ships same day. Plus, all orders over $49 ship free. MyPatriotSupply.com is American owned by patriots like you, passionate about freedom and preparedness. Call now, 866-229-0927. That's 866-229-0927. Or discover more emergency preparedness items when you order at MyPatriotSupply.com. Choose the original. Choose the Survival Seed Vault at MyPatriotSupply.com.
Our guest today is Dr. Judy Wood. Her websites are drjudywood.com and wheredidthetowersgo.com. Her book is entitled, Where Did the Towers Go? The Evidence of Directed Free Energy Technology on 9/11. It's kind of amazing to me that, there I see so much, well, what I consider energy frequency, just about every day. I don't use my microwave, but if I did, that would be directed energy. I think that all of these unusual man-made storms are a result of directed energy. So the idea of directed energy doesn't seem like that far out to me.
What's a cell phone?
Yes. It is directed energy.
Other wireless systems.
Exactly.
And that is a problem. I talked about it on a show yesterday with Morgan Reynolds about we're fixing to mess up because we're mixing all sorts of types of energy fields. And, you know, knowing what we've seen in a lab, in a controlled environment, mixing different fields, you get like what happened at the World Trade Center, the equivalent of that, or the similar piece of evidence. So why are we mixing all sorts of stuff in our atmosphere?
Exactly. Okay, you were going to do something before the break.
I think I was going to ask you...
three questions.
Yeah. If you presented someone with the following choices and asked them which one is correct, 2 plus 3 equals 5, 2 plus 3 equals 6, 2 plus 3 equals 7, And the person replied that all are correct because all are opinions. How would you respond?
How would I respond? Well, they're opinions based on facts, on something that is provable, something that you can see, something that there is evidence for.
Well, so which one is correct? All are correct?
Same again.
2 plus 3 equals 5. 2 plus 3 equals 6. And 2 plus 3 equals 7.
No, the second one isn't correct.
How about 2 plus 3 is 7?
No.
So only one's correct. But if somebody told you that all three were correct because they're opinions.
Ah, yes.
And everybody's entitled to their own opinion.
Sure. Just like everybody has a smile. We've all got one. Although
right.
I've heard it phrased differently, but I'm not going to go there.
Yeah, it seems that we have this new generation that seems to believe that an opinion and an internet connection makes them an expert. And we're losing our, seriously, this is a serious problem. We're losing our sense of, you know, what is factual. It's like we're really going back to the Dark Ages. And I this morning was reading a book review, another book, and this statement, this the title of the book review, it says, ignorance has become part of society's belief system. I think they're spot on.
Right. All righty. Another question.
You can see what I mean about inserting doubt. Say, well, they're all opinions, and, you know, I guess we'll never know what 2 plus 3 really equals because we just have opinions. We'll never know what the fact is.
Right.
That is what, you know, how reality gets warped.
Sure.
We have to know what we know that we know and know the rest we don't know.
Sure. All righty. Another question. What is your involvement or association with Pete Santilli? Is it Santini? I don't know.
Santilli.
I know he has a radio program, but I've actually never listened to it. Or I may have, but I've forgotten.
I was on twice. Well, once was, I think, a 2 days back-to-back, you know, for presenting my work. I just made an on-air presentation. It was a multimedia presentation where he showed my slides at the same time. And the other one was I was on for like 20 minutes or so with Andrew Johnson. But, you know, I've been on your show more than that. I've been on the Veritas show more than that.
And Ralph's show. You've been on his program many times.
Right. More times than I can count. Oh, does that mean he owns me? That he's responsible for everything I've done? That's how Jim Fetzer presented, because I was on his show, you know, 8 times or 10 times or so. So therefore, he owns me. There's a strange mindset that comes to be that it's something wrong with being on a show repeated times, like
you're
owned by someone.
Pete Santilli is not your handler. Do you have
no.
a handler?
Me.
Yeah. Okay.
And that's where I've gotten to where I've gotten. What people are doing with all this distraction stuff, they're getting away from knowing what they know that they know. No one has been able to refute anything of substance in my book. I'm not talking about whether you should have a period or a comma here and how you should word that sentence and use the, you know, not those kind of details, but actual substance, scientific, you know, facts that I've presented or the analysis. No one has been able to refute anything in that book, and it's been out for about 3 years.
Right. Now, you have been accused of being evasive. Whoops, a break. Okay. We'll be right back after a word from our sponsors.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network because you can handle the truth.
Golden Stag Safaris invites you to hunt in one of Argentina's most beautiful scenarios. enjoy the quietness of the Pampas and the five-star accommodation lodge. Excellent food and wine included in your stay, all the while hunting big game in the Argentine Valley, an area known for having a wide range of game, excellent trophies, the biggest stags in South America, as well as many other species, all gold medal quality. One-on-one guided hunts, rental guns available with the highest quality scopes in every caliber, Land Rovers for transport, pickup at Buenos Aires Airport, and a private aircraft for charter is all available. Go to www.goldenstagsafaris.com to see photos and for more information. Again, www.goldenstagsafaris.com.
What do you need? You need paracord. CampingSurvival.com is providing you U.S. military 550 paracord. 550 tensile strength. Military specifications. Made in the USA. Available in 3,000, 1,000, 600, 300, 150 lengths. You can purchase yours now at CampingSurvival.com. Lowest prices on paracord. Huge selection. All ready to be shipped. Black paracord, 1,000 feet, only $39.83 right now on CampingSurvival.com. But wait, use the code FREEDOM when purchasing and save 5% off. Paracord is a unique material used for many different reasons. Get yours from CampingSurvival.com now. Confidence born of preparation, CampingSurvival.com.
Herbal Healer Spring Sale. 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes. COQ10 with hawthorn, glucosamine chondroitin, sea cucumber, colloidal minerals, superfam and super male plex, colon enhancer, our top selling liquid, cow mag vitamin D, MSM sulfur capsules, and elderberry power capsules. We also offer certificate correspondence courses in natural medicine. Free memberships and free online newsletters also available at herbalhealer.com. Herbal Healer has been serving the natural medicine industry for 25 years. This is a company you can count on. Visit herbalhealer.com today. Herbalhealer.com. That's herbalhealer.com.
All righty, welcome back. This is Deanna, and our guest today is Dr. Judy Wood. Her websites are drjudywood.com and wheredidthetowersgo.com. Her book is Where Did the Towers Go? The Evidence of Directed Free Energy Technology on 9/11. Okay. Where were we? Talking about whether you're evasive or not.
I'm a scientist, and I try to answer the questions the best I can within the allotted time. You know, if it's a huge, long question that requires a few, you know, graduate courses of knowledge, then that, you know, you can't really answer it in a short answer. But I try to answer as precisely as I can. Now, if somebody asks me about space beams, well, I don't know anything about space beams. That's not what I have evidence on. So I can't answer it. That doesn't mean I'm being evasive. It just means it's not part of my research.
And in my little short monologue at the beginning of the program, I said that this is a radio program, after all, and the guests have less than 2 hours to present something, and it's just an introduction for people who want to go further and examine the information that you have. They can do that by going to your website or by reading your book.
Exactly. I present, you know, a tremendous amount of evidence. There's no way you could cover it in in 2 hours, and there's always more. Well, she didn't cover this, she didn't cover that, she didn't cover that. Well, it's only 2 hours. Yeah, exactly.
Sure, absolutely. Somebody else said that you do not speak like an engineer. I'm not sure how an engineer is supposed to sound. So, but I did respond in the chat room that she writes like an engineer. So again,
One of the criticisms that often get launched at me is that I use words that aren't in the dictionary.
Oh, big deal.
And I use words that are, you know, like generic, like fumes or dustification. Well, this is a new process. We've not seen a building turn into dust in midair before. So what term is in the dictionary to describe a phenomenon that hasn't existed before? There isn't one. And it is scientifically incorrect to use a word for a known phenomenon to describe an unknown phenomenon. It is scientifically correct, though, to use another term. Should I call it characteristic 297-5A? That's too hard. It needs a new name. And I'm willing to bet that dustification will soon be in the dictionary. I see a lot of people using it now.
Right.
And it is something that happened. And also, if you don't know what the phenomenon is, you need a placeholder while you're doing research. Again, instead of using, you know, some arbitrary string of numbers, why not just like fuzzballs, fuzzy blobs? And I define them in my book. What I mean by that, and it becomes quite easy to see what that is. And also, some words are used to accentuate the characteristics, like lasagna noodle. It's a steel beam that looks like a lasagna noodle.
Sure, and everybody knows what those things look like.
And
everybody can relate.
Right, and they're also not going to confuse the steel beam with a piece of food.
Right.
So it emphasizes that there's something not right about this piece of steel.
Right. And people have used analogies since the beginning of time, I'm certain. And so that is what you're doing. And I think that it's perfectly fine for a scientist to use analogies for something, for words.
To describe what happened to this specimen. And the term toasted cars, I'm not referring to burnt cars. I'm referring to cars that they're toast, they're history. Something happened to them. You can't fix it. You got to go get another one. That one's gone. You know, it's history. So it's toasted, and that just became a nice, concise term. Not necessarily even the cars. It's like, this thing's toasted over here. That got toasted. There's something that happened to it without, you know, saying that it's fire that caused it. Because if you say, like, smoke or burning, you're already assuming the cause to be fire. And that is not determined. Matter of fact, the evidence contradicts that.
Right. Now, why did you write this book? Did you do it just to be a distraction and to just spend 5 or 6 years of your 8 years of your life, 10 years of your life working on this project just so
and,
that
and
you
destroy
could
my career
and destroy your career and have people killed? And did you do that just to be a distraction so
just
that we would? So that the population would just, get distracted. Is that what you did this for?
Uh-huh. but if people are being distracted by me, why are they paying attention? if there's nothing to it, why are they paying attention? Why does it bother them? If it's so bogus, obviously bogus in their mind, why are they obsessed with it? And why can't they refute it if it's obviously bogus? The point remains, no one has refuted anything, any of the scientific findings in my book. They can't, because it's empirical evidence. And it's also an analysis of the empirical evidence. And the conclusions of my book end up defining various pieces, various facts that were determined from the book. It does not conclude in theories or speculations or hypotheses. As I say, let the evidence lead to the conclusions and not let the conclusions color the evidence.
Certainly.
It's got to go from the evidence forward. You first must determine what happened before you can determine how it happened. If you haven't determined what it is, how do you know how it happened? And then, only then can you determine who did it and why they did it. And the best example I like to give is the Casey Anthony thing. The prosecution failed to determine what happened. How do you convict somebody of a crime if you don't know what was the crime now? What happened? What, you know, what'd you do? They didn't have that.
Sure. And the other thing is, of course, as I said, the people who criticize you the most are the people who have never read your book. And anybody that opens your book and goes through it and actually reads it and looks at the photos and looks at all this evidence that you have put together and then looks at you have a list in the back. Well, you have evidence that must be explained. You have a whole list there. You have the various companies that could possibly have some sort of opportunity to use the kind of energy that you're talking about.
Where's that?
I'm trying to find a page. When you went to court, when you went to the Supreme Court.
Oh, that's not in the book.
Oh, okay.
Except in my, I don't even think, I don't know if I sing them out, maybe in the author's preface, but the book's just about the evidence. The book includes the evidence that I submitted in the court case.
Okay.
And those defendants, we're talking about many members of the military industrial complex, they couldn't refute the evidence either.
Ah.
So it's interesting. And it states in the foreword, I mean, the author's preface, that the Court of Appeals even ended up acknowledging the law applied to this case, but they're ignoring the law in order to dismiss the case.
Right.
That's respectful.
Yes, you did have a case. You did take it to court, and they simply dismissed it because they wanted to. Because?
Nobody noticed. They could sweep it under the carpet and get rid of it. And, you know, nobody in the truth movement cared about it. They were keeping it, you know, hushed. So who else would care that there was such a case?
Right.
So it was easy to sweep it under the carpet. It also went to the Supreme Court, and the Supreme Court, they don't need to tell you why they don't want to hear the case. They just not feel like it for any reason whatsoever. And they didn't feel like it, and they denied the case, and that was the end of it. Curiously, a lot of interesting things happened right after that dismissal came out, because that meant I could now talk about the case. Before then, I couldn't publicly talk about it. And you remember those ABC news freedom of information requests? Never before seen pictures.
Right.
Those were in my key
tamper. Those were in yours, yeah.
Except I submitted in 2007.
Right.
And also, you remember the Truth Movement had this big series of press conferences all over the place in each town.
Uh-huh.
They had their foothold in position in case they needed to go to action.
Right.
it was pretty interesting. Like, what was that all about? Other than in case I brought something up, they were ready to trump the news.
Sure. Now, somebody, excuse me, in the chat room said, well, what does Hurricane Aaron have to do with a space weapon?
The space weapon? I don't know. Maybe they can tell me.
Okay, what does Hurricane Aaron have to do with the buildings?
I don't know. Maybe they can tell me. I noticed it's there. It's like when you fill out an accident report, you have to put in the weather conditions. You know, if it's raining or sunny or, you know, that's part of an investigation of what happened. And looking into the weather of what happened, wait a minute, is this hurricane here that we didn't hear about? And you know how weather stations or TV stations love hurricanes because they milk them for all they can get from. They even have special logos for the storm and,
sure.
You know, all this terror coming and horror and they get everybody all worked up. Where was that? This hurricane, Category 3, had more cyclonic energy in that storm system than Hurricane Katrina. And it was headed straight for New York City, perpendicular to land. That's unusual, too. for 4 days. There's a high pressure system moving from the west to east, and they said, you know, the text messages from the National Hurricane Center said, you know, well, everything's going to turn around today. Well, on day two, well, I think it's going to turn around today. Didn't. Day three, they think it's going to turn around today. It didn't. Day four, they think it's going to turn around today. Good thing it did, because they're out of distance, out of time. So what happens if it didn't? What happens if they didn't calculate exactly correct? How fast can you evacuate 8 million people, or however many there are in Manhattan? You can't. When Hurricane Rita was headed towards Houston, they first did this voluntary evacuation, and then later it became mandatory when it looked like the hurricane was getting closer. And that was like a couple of days beforehand. And even Katrina, they're busy evacuating people. And Hurricane Irene, they evacuated people from New York City. Same with Hurricane Bill. There's various other hurricanes they've done that with. Why didn't they do it with Hurricane Aaron? Why did Geraldo Rivera in 2010 say, if only there had been a hurricane on 9/11? And he was celebrating 40 years of hurricane chasing. And knowing every hurricane that happens, he says, nary a hurricane where he doesn't get the juices flowing, get all excited. And,
mm-hmm.
But he then said, too bad there wasn't a hurricane on 9/11.
Hmm.
Totally unaware.
Yes.
And I was on another radio show where the host had somebody on who was calling me a liar for saying there's a hurricane on 9/11, that there's no such Hurricane Aaron because Aaron existed in 2007. Well, they recycled the name.
They use those names, reuse the names, and besides, Aaron can be spelled a few different ways, E-R-I-N or A-A-R-O-N.
Right.
If
they haven't retired the name, so it's been used, you know, several times. But the host let that continue and said, well, we can't verify your so-called evidence. Well, just go to the National Hurricane Center. Just type that in. And there you go.
Right.
Why?
Exactly.
It just shocked me that a radio host would say such a thing when it was easily verifiable. They must have also not been aware of it. Or thought their listeners weren't aware of it. Whichever way you look at it, it is evidence of the hurricane being underreported. So that is what the biggest deal is about Hurricane Aaron. Okay, then now you start looking at what do hurricanes do? You know, and well, they're not just benign things to have in the neighborhood. We had evidence of thunder at all the three major airports surrounding Manhattan on 9/11. JFK Airport, LaGuardia Airport, Newark Airport, all reported thunder on 9/11. That means that hurricane is close enough to have field effects. You know, people say they feel a storm coming because they feel the electrical system ahead of that storm. So it isn't something you can just ignore. We don't know if it played a role or what role it played, but it was there and it was close enough. A lot of detractors all say, well, it was 200 miles offshore. Well, the eye was. Hurricane's bigger than an eye. It has, you know, like a 500-mile diameter.
Mm-hmm.
And it was right at the end of Long Island. It was actually raining in Cape Cod. I've got a photo. It's the start of one of the chapters, I think chapter 20 maybe, where you're looking east. Not a lot of pictures are looking east from the air on 9/11. You can see the outer bands of Hurricane Aaron in the distance. And Hurricane Aaron, remember right after 9/11, Bush was there and he's talking to his megaphone. It was raining. That was the tail end of Hurricane Aaron. It dumped close to 2 inches of rain. I think it was 1.9 inches of rain there when Bush was there. That's a lot of rain.
Mm-hmm.
You know how much this storm Sandy, the tropical storm or whatever it was, by the time it reached around Manhattan last fall, you know how much rain it dumped?
No.
0.55 inches.
Wow. That is amazing.
But we heard about it coming.
Yes.
So it's you know, that's what the interesting thing is about Aaron, how it was just kind of, you know, snuck in the background. I'm not saying it was not reported at all. It was underreported. It was like, I think Mark McEwen said, well, here's Hurricane Aaron. It's not going to be a problem. But you know, how would anybody know exactly? Because it was at 8 a.m., approximately 8 a.m. in the morning was the closest. That's another thing my detractors get at. They say, well, you know, the eye wasn't exactly the closest at that moment, but the hurricane, when it was turned around, it got bigger. And so at approximately 8 a.m., it had the biggest diameter. It reached the furthest inland.
And it's energy. It is energy. And
yep.
I totally believe that the government has the ability, the technology, to shift energy and to focus it and to use it. All right, we have a 3-minute break. We'll be right back.
As many of you know, natural supplements are fantastic for your body and have zero side effects. You need to restore your body's natural balance. Theravim strives to carry only the highest quality dietary supplements and natural vitamins that can be beneficial in helping your body recover from the impact of daily stress, allergens, illness, environmental pollution, and the aging process. Why buy from Theravim? Simple. Theravim provides a rewards program. Earn $1 for every $10 spent, free health consultations, free shipping on all orders, and an additional 10% discount on every order when you mention the coupon code RBN. Call 866-647-4372. That's 866-647-4372, or go to theravim.com. That's theravim.com. Theravim, the best supplements on earth.
With financial uncertainty circling the globe due to job losses, decline in the housing market, a climate of corruption, bailouts, currency rigging, and unfair competition, many are once more turning to precious metals as the only hedge against the uncertainty of the future. With the U.S. House conducting hearings on proposals to confiscate workers' personal retirement accounts, including 401ks and IRAs, this is the time to secure your assets. Call Republic Trading Group today, 800-691-7898, before this happens, and find out how easy it is to convert your existing IRA and in some instances your 401k plan into real wealth now. Don't let the ravages of hyperinflation caused by the massive increase of fiat currency now flooding world markets affect your retirement account. Call RTG at 800-691-7898 and experience the security and peace of mind that only real gold and silver can offer. That number again is 800-691-7898. Call now.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Welcome back. This is Deanna, and our guest today is Dr. Judy Wood, and her websites are drjudywood.com and wheredidthetowersgo.com. Her book is entitled, Where Did the Towers Go? The Evidence of Directed Free Energy Technology on 9/11. Okay, let's see. Let's take a question or two from the chat room. One of the gentlemen says, I saw the pictures of the cut beams cut at an angle with psychotechnics, or pyrotechnics, I'm sorry. And he says that thermite or thermate or controlled demolition can pulverize concrete. What do you say to things like that, to statements like that?
Well, you have to begin with determining what happened, not how it happened. That is the secret of the cover-up. If I say to you, the answer is 27, am I right or wrong? Mm-hmm. Let's argue about it. Is it right? Is it wrong? Back and forth. What's the question?
Sure.
You have to define the problem before you can solve it. So, I found some chocolate chip cookie dust. Does that prove that chocolate chip cookies destroyed the buildings?
No.
Why?
Well, probably somebody had some chocolate chips in their lunch.
But that's explaining the chocolate chip in the dust, or one possibility of it. What is missing there is what happened to the buildings. You need to show connection. You need to mm-hmm. first start out with what happened and let the evidence lead to the conclusion, not start with conclusions and then, cherry pick the evidence that supports it. And how I've discovered through this process how cover-ups are run, and it's so easy, and it's the same for a magic show. You get people to assume a conclusion. And then, they're solving the wrong problem. Because if you start out with how it happened before you've defined what it is, you assume what it is that the how answers. You haven't determined what it is. You just assumed it. So you're solving an imaginary problem, not a real problem. And as long as you're solving an imaginary problem, you're not solving the real problem. You can never solve the real problem by assuming it. And that's the same thing that NIST did. They're assuming this probable hypothetical collapse sequence. That is not what happened. That is an assumed problem. So what they're doing is doing an assumed problem and then doing these computer-generated, production of evidence. Well, anyone who starts out with it was thermite, it was nukes, it was this, it was that, well, what problem are they solving? You need
exactly.
to start, and that is the secret of the cover-up. People don't realize they're getting hoodwinked that way, partly due to our poor educational system, put quotes around educational, indoctrination system. So I've discovered that there's three main things that keep people from being able to see what happened. Because you look at the cover of my book, that cover
right.
image, it's
mm-hmm.
very clear the building's turned to dust. It's frothing up into dust.
Right, and like a bubbler.
Right. So why don't people see it? And the fact that there's not enough material left at the end of the day, the fact that the seismic signal does not reflect a million-ton buildings, two buildings slamming to the ground that equal a million tons, plus another 200-plus thousand-ton building, plus five other buildings, or four other buildings. There were seven buildings destroyed that day. Not one, not two, not three, not four, not five, not six, but seven buildings destroyed that day. And building three, it's a skyscraper, 22-story building. An airplane didn't hit it. No, but it went away.
Do you think that all of the buildings came down from the same causative factor? Or
they
do
didn't
you
come
think
down.
That... Oh, okay.
They went up.
They went up
and they went down. They went every which way. They turned
okay.
to dust.
But do you think that they all disappeared by the same method?